right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 440. I'm your host, GPD, here in Long Island, New York. And as always, we are joined by a man who often steals artwork when he just feels like taking something, Wombat.
Is there another way to get artwork?
I think you can draw it yourself if you have talent.
That sounds like bullshit to me.
That sounds like work.
Yeah.
Just take that bitch.
Exactly. Well, I can't think of a better way to do things.
Right. Hi, Shep. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
That is good.
I have artwork.
You have your own artistic merits?
My greatest artistic achievement is a 3-ring binder I have of mask vehicles that I made up when I was like 9 years old.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Go on. You have my curiosity.
That's all it is. It's a 3-ring binder of mask vehicles.
Does that still exist in your possession?
Yeah, yeah. Still have it.
Can we get photographs and tweets with those?
Probably. I need to find what tub it's in. But yeah, I can make that happen this week, I'm sure.
That'd be good. Mask is my jam.
I think everyone likes Mask.
Right.
It's not a unique proposition.
It's like, coming.
Oh, I'm the guy who liked Mask.
They're really making a movie?
Yeah, we talked about this. Yeah. It's part of the Hasbro.
Oh, right. They're making everything.
The Hasbroverse.
That's going to be weird.
Probably.
And not good. By weird, I mean bad.
They've already made a Matt Tracker G.I. Joe figure, so there's precedence.
Oh, boy. So, should we just go right into show feedback? I don't know. I don't really have any other house.
Underwater yet?
I only had one other water incident.
That's too many water incidents in a week.
And that one I saw pretty quickly. So they had to, why did they have to disconnect the washing machine? Oh yeah, because remember we had the water incident from before that I told you about last week. And they had to move the washer and dryer because that's where the water was coming from and they wanted to see what was going on. So anyway, after they solved that problem, as I mentioned last week, I went to do a load of laundry, I guess the next day. And luckily I was home and I happened to be, you know, just a few feet away, and I heard it making a noise that did not sound right. And as I looked over to the washing machine, I saw water just shooting out the back of it, right onto like where the outlet, electrical outlets on the back wall there, where it plugs into, just shooting straight up.
Perfect.
You know, the hose is just like, you know, like a loose fire hose, just flailing around, shooting water everywhere. I'm yelling, oh shit, oh shit. But I was able to turn off the machine, and then I realized, you know, that this tube was supposed to go into a hole somewhere, and somebody forgot to put it back in the hole after they put the washing machine back.
Yeah, but you just put the tube in the hole, and it was probably fine, I assume.
It was fine. I Googled it.
Oh, you could have asked me. I have a washing machine with the tube that goes into a hole.
Are you making some sort of sexual innuendo?
No, I'm being honest because I got a washing machine about less than a year ago, so I had to, you know, put the tube in the hole.
You had to install it?
They didn't put the tube in the hole when they installed mine.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Did your shit go flying also?
No, I put the tube in the hole before I used the washing machine.
Well, I just assumed that they would hook it back up when they...
You would, and when I had my plumbing done... Not that much longer after that was done. I had the guy that did my plumbing for my pipe problem actually adjusted my tube so it fit in the hole a little bit better. So
can I get out of this conversation?
No, I like talking about tubes and holes.
You know what's great is that now the water flying everywhere was like no problem. This part is much worse. But so that was the only water issue that we had this week. No, that's not true. We seem to run out of hot water for no apparent reason after about 15 minutes, even though we have a brand new hot water heater. So that's something, but not terrifying. Anyway, how about some show feedback from last week?
Sure. Eat a Burger had to say, good show this week, referring to last week.
He hasn't heard this show already?
No, he hasn't heard this show already. The formula for great shows seems to be Cheapy having a miserable life, plus bad impressions of non-white people, times toilet poop references. The wild card is how drunk medicated Wombat is. I'm neither, to be perfectly honest.
That's the scary part.
I know. Also, thanks for not overloading on the comic book TV show talk. I really like it when you get into discussions where you try to come up with ideas or predictions.
So here comes some comic book TV talk.
No, I didn't watch it this week. I haven't watched.
No, this is it.
Yeah. It's supposed to, the Flash is supposed to be very good, though, this week.
Yeah, I didn't watch this week's Flash yet. I watched last week's Flash.
It's got one of those street sharks on there, right?
It does. It has King Shark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like King Shark.
What else we got here? That was it.
Mm-hmm.
For show feedback. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah,
I have something to add about the NX. Well, when we get to Nintendo, that'll be my, how I had to explain this to somebody.
What was, I can't
happening
wait
with the Wii U. Yeah. How about some Watch This Bitches?
Did you guys hear about? I like seeing all the Batman versus Superman news and then relaying it to Wombat just because it makes him sad.
Mm-hmm.
I got to the point where I felt bad doing it. Like when it got to the,
it didn't stop you.
It didn't stop me. I still had to send him the picture of the Superman soldier toy. Like,
so dumb. We talked about that last week. So
what is the Superman soldier?
No, I don't think we did talk about it.
We didn't.
Oh, we didn't? I thought we did.
I don't even know what it is. That's
Superman soldier. So you know what those Funko Pops are, right?
I know what Funko Pops are.
Yeah, so they're,
you don't eat them, I learned.
Right. They put out a figure for the Superman soldier, which is, he looks like a SWAT team member with a Superman logo on his shoulder. So those are Superman's soldiers.
So he has his own soldiers?
He has his own soldiers.
I guess, but what, Superman doesn't need soldiers. He's Superman.
Right. He doesn't really, he doesn't need anybody.
No, this is dumb. This is
Superman
dumb,
soldiers.
This is dumb.
Maybe they've pledged their loyalty to him regardless of whether he needs them or not. It's just like they can't help but serve.
Like, is that something Superman would do? Like, give out his logo for people to wear on their shoulders?
If you pay the right licensing.
Are you familiar with Omaze?
No.
It's a charity thing. A lot of, like, big things do it. You donate money and you get, like, a chance to win a really cool prize. And they're doing an Omaze for this movie where the prize is you get driven to the movie premiere in a Batmobile-type car with Ben Affleck. And then after the movie, you get a helicopter ride over London with, what's his face? Superman.
Superman.
The guy who plays Superman.
Who knows? Nobody knows his name, don't worry.
Yeah.
Dean Cain?
Yeah, Dean Cain. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, Henry Cavill.
Cavill.
So they released the video and it's him. It's Henry Cavill. And, huh? Yeah.
What else is he doing?
But the thing is, in this video,
what else is he doing?
I mean, besides the fact that he's a super handsome guy, he's really charming and he's laid back. And it's him with these, like, kids. It's him and kids. And he's asking these kids, probably age range, let's say 5 to 9, who they like better, Superman or Batman. But he's charming and he's funny and he's relaxed. And I'm watching it and I'm going, this is the Superman I want. I want to
not constantly constipated.
Yeah,
Superman.
Exactly. Not
Max Payne.
Yeah,
Superman.
It's so strange. Like, you watch this video and you could. It looks like he looks like a different person. He still looks like he could be Superman, but he's again relaxed and funny and charming and confident, and he's putting children at ease. I'm like, this.
So he's acting too hard, is what you're saying in the movie.
I don't blame him. I blame the director because he clearly has the personality to pull it off.
Right. So his real life personality is more like Superman than him acting
like Superman.
Like Superman, intentionally. Yeah.
Are these kids excited that there's going to be an R-rated version of this film?
What does that mean? They're releasing that in the theaters or that's coming out on Blu-ray?
It's going to be a director's cut version of it. Yeah. So Blu-ray, I would.
Blu-ray, yeah, okay. All right. What happens in that one? Wonder Woman must cut off heads in that one. That's what I'm thinking. Just like in that
Superman bludgeons Batman with his own arm.
Right. I don't know. I saw the trailer. It looked like, you know what the problem is? When you have too many main characters like that in a comic book movie, it almost always goes badly.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, who's top billing in that? And if you're going to have Wonder Woman just like pop in and
it's 2.5 hours long. There'll be plenty of time for everyone.
No, that's not even long enough for, I don't know. I'll watch it and complain about it. And so will you, Shipwreck.
You can come with me, Cheapy. We can go
that
see
that 2.5 hour runtime. Like,
is that soon? Is that coming out soon?
Yeah, like a month, maybe less.
Oh, okay.
I mean, they got Lex Luthor on Diet Dr. Pepper cans. It's got to be soon here.
Right. All right. Well, we'll see how it is. I thought the last trailer was okay, but I don't know. They tend to show you all the good stuff in the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What's next?
Comic books?
I don't know.
Comic books?
Oh, yeah. I want to know more about this. Now, did you really make a bracket at work for this, or was that just you being funny?
No, no. We have a pool going at work for this comic book cross, the Street Fighter cross G.I. Joe comic event.
So this comic book, does it actually work out where you can use your bracket in this?
It has in the first round, yeah.
Mm.
Like they put out a bracket before the comic book came out, so you'd know.
Oh, okay. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. So
those pictures that you posted on Twitter, are those pictures from the comic?
Those you're talking about the pixelated one?
Right.
That is just a variant comic book cover that's going to be coming out. Hmm. Like they have five different covers of these comic books every.
Because I was thinking that would be a video game that I would buy if that was.
That looks so good. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So the premise behind Street Fighter Cross G.I. Joe or whatever. I hate when they put an X in the middle of things.
Multiplied by.
Right. Times G.I. Joe. So Destro and M. Bison are in cahoots.
M. Bison?
Yeah.
It's not M. Bison, like the animal?
It's based on Mike Tyson, so.
Tyson and Bison rhyme. It's not Mike Tyson.
Oh, my God. Are we really doing this again? It's M. Bison. So, yeah, Destro and M. Bison.
Vega, you mean.
Right. Destro has created a weapon that can only be powered by one-on-one confined combat. That is the premise of this tournament.
That's the next power source for automobiles as well.
I hope so, yeah. So, yeah, the first issue had, four fights. So, like, Snake Eyes fought, what's her name? Crimson, whatever. The Street Fighter girl. What is her name? Crimson something.
Samantha.
Yeah, Crimson Samantha. Snake Eyes beat her, of course.
They just, I mean, what's the comic? Them just fighting?
Pretty much. Just them fighting and saying little, I don't know.
Snake Eyes has thought balloons, I assume?
No, he didn't say anything the entire time.
No, he doesn't even think to himself.
No, he just went out and took care of business. There was a picture of him stretching before the fight.
Yeah.
The stretch where you get down and you're sitting down and you have one leg like tucked up next to the other and you're touching your toe.
Wow.
Yeah. He was ready to go.
That's good.
Yeah.
I assume Snake Eyes fight is two hits. Snake Eyes hitting Crimson Samantha. Crimson Samantha hitting the floor?
It was Crimson Samantha swinging and missing a bunch, and then Snake Eyes stabbing her in the back.
You can use weapons?
Yeah.
Anything?
Yeah.
Guns?
Yeah.
I gotta bring a rocket launcher.
You know Roadblock, his big machine gun?
Yeah.
Totally pulls that out during the fight.
He just pulls out a minigun during the
pulls out a minigun. That's awesome. He loses.
Can I bring a helicopter?
There haven't been any vehicles yet.
Because I see like that's a good opportunity, I feel.
Right. It seems like it would be. Amazingly enough, they put Snake Eyes and Ryu in the same bracket.
Ooh. Controversial.
Ryu gets eliminated first issue. Jinx takes him out.
Well, they have to make some news in the first issue,
right,
to get people's attention.
I assume Jinx was blindfolded.
She might have just had her eyes closed.
Okay, then I wouldn't go against her either.
She definitely does a Hadouken punch against Ryu, though. Or Ryu. I hate all these people pronouncing all these people's names.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
I call them our money. Much easier right. That way.
So, yeah, I'm in this for the five issues that are going to be coming out of this. It's a little miniseries. So the comic's great, too, because in the back, there were rounds prior to this. That did not deem comic books.
Doesn't make the issue.
Right. So it gives you the recap of the previous rounds of fights in the back. And they have like little file cards for the Street Fighter characters.
Wow.
Yeah, it's exactly what it needs to be.
Well, sounds pretty good. I wish they made a game like a, you know, with old school graphics. Don't bother making a full $60
right.
game.
But. Everybody in my office pool got one fight right out of the four that were in there.
Cool. All right. How about some new releases?
Yeah, there were a ton of games this week for some reason. Far Cry Primal came out. Did any of us play that? I know Wombat has interest in it.
I'm interested, but I didn't buy it because these games tend to drop in price pretty quick.
There I'm going to wait for the PC version.
That you could do that. I'm not, but yeah.
Right. I think. I mean, it's $40 now already on those third-party sites.
Yeah, but it's $47 on console. It's not like you were talking such a huge difference.
Hey, dude, I'm not trying to rub it in your face. I'm just, you know, telling you.
I'm saying it'll drop even further probably on PC sooner. I'd wait.
Right. Right. Well, yeah. Okay. It looks, I mean, I don't know. It looks like it would be pretty fun, but I saw Jeff Gerstmann didn't care for it very much.
Yeah, there's been, I don't know, some people really like it. I don't remember where it's sitting on Metacritic currently, but I didn't bother looking because it doesn't really look to be something I would be interested in.
I haven't really watched too much about it. I just want to...
Taking the guns aspect out of Far Cry is tough.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's what the worst parts of, whatchamacallit, Far Cry 4 was that Shangri-La dream sequence stuff. And I feel like this game would play a lot like that, and that kind of scares me.
It has a 76 on Metacritic.
That's pretty good.
It's not great.
It's not great for a Far Cry game, but if you go in wanting to like it, you will like it probably then.
Sounds like the story is there's not much story there, which is what one thing I liked from Far Cry 3,
mm-hmm.
which is the one where you like that young kid.
That that's three. Right? That's three.
Yeah, yeah. No, I really like that story. Yeah, that's too bad. Well,
cavemen, not great storytellers.
Well, come on. That's.
Yeah, what are you, a cavist?
You could have an effective story, you don't need a lot of words.
They didn't have TVs and books. Maybe telling stories was the only entertainment they had. I bet they told great stories. Just because you didn't get them, because they weren't about bison, doesn't mean that.
Yeah, I think you could have, you know, the best stories in these types of games are simple ones with, you know, that don't get too complicated. And I think, you know, cavemen, you know, how about they discover fire or some shit? I don't know. I don't know what happens.
They discover depression.
Right. Oh, yeah. How about that? They battle depression and other important issues of the day.
Yeah. One of the cavemen's getting a divorce.
It's, sure.
Yeah. It's rough. Oh.
What else?
We had Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare 2, which I know I saw you playing some of, GP.
You did not. You saw Ty playing the first one.
Well.
He finished all his homework, so I let him play some Plants vs. Zombies.
Got you. How is it?
The first one?
This one. I thought he'd played some of this.
No, we only have the first one.
It's on EA Access, you fool.
Yeah, you didn't play it. You didn't play any of the 10 hours on EA Access?
Oh, I got to download that shit. Can't it just download it for me? Somebody's got to let me know.
I assumed you would not go out of my way to play this because I saw that you were playing it.
You didn't see it, though, is what I'm telling you. You saw something. You saw me not playing it.
Why would you be playing the old one?
Because I wasn't playing it. Ty was playing it.
Oh.
He finished his homework. I let him
play.
Does
he know that there's a new one that he could have been playing?
Fuck no. What are you, nuts?
I don't know.
I cover up those ads when they pop up on the screen there.
I had such a nice story going in my head where I thought you and Ty were sitting there playing it together on the couch.
No.
It was a happy moment.
What do you think? Do you think Cheapy treats his son like I treat my kids? With respect and kindness?
I'll tell you that the first one did not let you play online. Like the main modes, you couldn't play them split screen.
Right.
So the only ones you could play single screen were the modes that I weren't really interested in. So I didn't care for that too much. But maybe in this new one they have that. I don't know. I did check and I got about 50 emails from EA telling me that the game was coming out. But none of them contained a code to the game, unfortunately. But yeah, I mean... You know, look, I'm a big fan of the first one, so I guess now that you reminded me I could play it for free, I'll download it. I'll clear out some space. Sorry to ruin your party. Disappoint you.
Right. I was looking forward to your impressions.
Ty still likes playing the old one so much. He's still unlocking guys, and so
the first one was a really good game. I just wish it had, like you said, I wish it had online co-op or something more to the split screen co-op.
Yeah, it just I played it with Ty, and it was just not really great. Is this getting good reviews? Did anyone? Let me pop that into Metacritic and see. I forgot that this was coming out, even with all those emails. How come it doesn't tell me? Metacritic. Nobody?
Nobody.
Reviewed it?
Everybody thought that somebody else was playing it when they were really playing the old one. They all went to review it, and this is the wrong game.
I thought you were playing it. That's what every site said.
I think I just broke Metacritic typing in. Oh, no, there it is. It's got an 81.
That's not bad.
That's good.
That's good for that. For Plants vs. Zombies first person shooter, that's
81.
That's pretty
good.
There
it is.
Third person.
Well, same. Yeah. Whatever.
A shooter.
Gun. It's a shooter. It plays like a first person shooter.
Yeah. I haven't checked it. I've just been too busy and stressed out to play many games and be thinking about it much. Plus, my hands hurt a lot from moving stuff. I don't know. That's a legitimate concern. What else we got here?
I played some of The Walking Dead Michonne.
Oh, how is that?
I forgot how violent those games were. Good Lord. The opening sequence to that game. Super violent, super depressing. There's, I never got all the way through Walking Dead 2, I guess.
Right.
Which I guess this character came from there. I don't know. She might have been in 1 as well. It's a recurring character, but I didn't know her backstory. Apparently, she has 2 daughters that, from the opening, appear to be dead at this point. But she keeps on having these flashbacks about them. And so you hear the daughters speak and everything. At the same time, you're just chopping the jaw off a zombie. And it's,
effective.
Yeah, very effective. it's really well done. I mean, Telltale knows how to make the games like this.
Is it in the same graphical style?
Yeah, same art style. Looks really nice. I was playing it on PC. Yeah, I have not gotten that far into it. I just wanted to see enough to be able to talk about it. But
cool. I think Thorbond is giving some of these away on at video game deals, but he may have done it already. I'm not sure, but I know he got a few in.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Very cool.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to keep playing it. I kind of got burnt out after Walking Dead 1. I didn't need Walking Dead 2 right at that moment.
Right. Exactly. Me too. It's too heavy.
Yeah, it's
so heavy. It's like watching depressing Frontline episodes one after another. You can't do that.
Right. So
you got to take a break.
You got to do some Plants versus Zombies in between those Walking Dead games.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. By the way, very good Frontline, the most recent Frontline. Even you would like this, Shipwreck. It's about the daily fantasy sports betting.
Okay.
Very interesting. Very, very interesting.
I found a website today. I tweeted about this. The weirdest thing. So it's MickeyMouseAthletics.com. It's not affiliated with Disney in any way.
Of course. Why would it be?
But it is a sports website based around a fictional football league with Disney characters that has game box scores and write-ups and stats for all the players. And
oh, yeah. I'm looking at it right now. What the hell is this? Goof Troops game, ground game, Barry's Black Magic. The Arizona Goof ran for 120 yards and a touchdown, and Max Goof threw for 201 yards and ran for a touchdown to lead the Goof Troops to a 20-6 victory over the Black Magic. Wow, there's a whole article here. It just keeps going and going. Box scores. And there's just one game after another.
Yeah.
What is this?
That's what it is. That is what that site is. It's just somebody making up
weird fan fiction
sports games.
Sports. Yeah. Weird.
Oh.
Weird.
Yeah.
All right. Well, some people have interesting...
I mean, he put a lot of effort into it, or she, whoever.
There's a lot.
Yeah,
there's a lot there.
I feel sad. I don't want to call too much attention to it in case Disney just comes in and shuts it down. That's how much effort this person has put into this.
Right. Yeah, I don't know what Disney would think when they. I don't know what I think.
Disney would be just as confused.
Did you play Hitman Go on the mobile something? No, I know you like the Hitman. That's what I was asking.
I like the Hitman, but I don't like the mobile, so I skipped it.
But are you going to get the PS4 version?
I think I just want to play the Hitman game.
Well, that's not out yet.
I know, but I feel like
That's not an option today.
This is like a puzzle-y Hitman game. Mm-hmm. I don't want that. Yeah, I want the Hitman game.
Looks interesting to me. I don't know if I would put down $8, but...
They're supposed to be good, both that and the Tomb Raider one.
Hmm.
Yeah. I would, I could check it out if I had a chance and my hands didn't hurt. What else we got? Here?
For 3DS, Fire Emblem Fates came out, and I guess it's been said that they released a press release that it's the best selling Fire Emblem game, like launch ever in the United States.
Great! Is it a 3DS game?
Games. It's the most confusing thing. So there's two games that are out now: Birthright and Conquest. And then there's a third game coming as DLC later. There's also a special edition of the game that is sold out everywhere that has all three games already on one cartridge.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, I was thinking about getting this game, and then it became too big of a hassle to figure out what I was supposed to buy.
Right. That's a common trend these days. I feel like, you know, they've obviously spent a lot of time figuring out how they could milk their audience. Mm-hmm. Because a game like this, you're not probably picking up any new customers at this point, right? If you haven't played a Fire Emblem game at this point.
Right. That's almost what I was thinking when they said it was the best-selling, like the biggest launch Fire Emblem game. Well, yeah, you launched three different games here. Like,
right. I mean, there's nobody who's – no one's jumping in for the first time. How many people are buying one of these?
Like – I would say most people are buying two of these or the special edition.
And especially you mentioned how difficult it is to know which one you should be buying.
Right, I think one of them might be like an entry level. Maybe that's the Birthright one. I don't know. There was the sign up at Best Buy that told me if I bought one, then I got like DLC for $20 and then $5 off another thing if I pre-ordered it. And too much.
All right. I'm not familiar with this series.
Enjoy your Fire Emblem games.
Right. How much was the special edition?
I want to say $80, something like around that range. It was priced too cheaply in that it would sell out immediately anywhere it was at. Mm-hmm.
It made sense to buy it if you were going to buy all that stuff.
Right. Speaking of which, I picked up Mega Man Legacy, which is also sold out everywhere. That's the
Really?
That's the 3DS
You bought it
version.
Twice.
I did buy it twice on accident. That's the one that comes with the gold Mega Man amiibo. And I bought one, I pre-ordered it from Amazon, and then I also pre-ordered it from Best Buy. What happened was Amazon put their listing up first, and I just wanted to get one pre-ordered, and then Best Buy put it up later. And so I pre-ordered it there and then forgot to cancel the Amazon one.
Right.
But
it happened.
Yeah. The Amazon one came in really crappy condition, and the Best Buy one came in perfect condition. So.
Perfect.
Yeah. It worked out all right. I think I have another version of that coming as well. I think I pre-ordered that PS4 version that has the big Mega Man statue with it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You crazy.
That's a lot of Mega Man.
These things hold their value pretty well. Mega Man, like, I don't know, they don't... It's not a bad investing in Mega Man at this point.
You're not going to come
up short. You don't exactly want to invest in... Mega Man that's not Mega Man? Like, maybe you don't want to put money towards that, but...
Oh, I get it. I see where you're going there.
Yeah.
What do you mean that, what's that one called again?
Some I already forgot.
Mighty Number Nines?
Yes.
Right. Yes.
Don't, not that. Stay away from that.
Yeah.
That's risky.
Right.
That's like junk bonds. What else came out this week?
So much. I don't know. An Agatha Christie game came out. That looked good.
Double Dragon really? 2.
Double Dragon 2. Super Hot is coming out tomorrow for PC. That looks awesome.
I don't know what that is.
Super Hot's that it's the first person shooter that is also like a puzzle game.
Shooter,
puzzle shooter. Yeah. Like bullets and enemies only move when you move. It's an indie game. Weird. You'll love it, Wombat.
I bet. It's kind of my bag.
Right. Minimalist graphics.
Yeah.
Oh, even
techno
better.
Music.
And then it just says super hot on screen a bunch. It's
right.
They've pretty much knocked this one out of the ballpark. I think the Xbox One version is coming in March, so I might wait for the console version of it.
Right.
But I don't know. Is that it? There's so much stuff.
I think that's it.
That could be it. Could be it. Let's go to Wombat's news and stuff and talk about news and stuff.
Now, I was going to say, I saw the trailer. I saw the Uncharted 4 trailer before they changed it. So I just want to make sure that I'm right about the controversy.
Okay.
The stolen art in question was in about 3 seconds of the trailer. There's a painting on a wall.
Yes.
And the painting was concept art from Assassin's Creed Black Flag.
Yes.
Now, the actual elements of the game itself are not stolen assets from Assassin's Creed.
Correct.
It's just a picture on a wall that was shown for about 2 seconds.
Well, and then it cuts to the in-game graphics, and it's that landscape.
It's a similar landscape, but it's not the assets from Assassin's
Creed. No, I doubt that.
Okay.
Very much. Yeah, that's it. That's pretty much it.
Okay, it seems like a lot of much ado about nothing.
Not really, though. It's like that shouldn't happen.
It's really interesting. Right. I mean, forget about like I don't know if you need to like be screaming about it. And
that's what I mean. Like right. I feel like people were outraged for no. I don't think outrage is the right.
It can't happen. Like this can't happen. You can't
if you're running a company.
You can't take somebody else's artwork and then they changed it too. Like they took there was a little guy that was in the Assassin's Creed. And they removed that little guy. And so something had to happen there to where somebody removed a guy and stuck it in this game.
Right. Effort went in to take the artwork and just fix it a little bit and then shove it in. That's very weird.
Oh, no. It's definitely weird. I guess, yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's like, it's also the context. Like, if you were watching a movie.
It's probably outsourced for somebody in another country who doesn't know what's going on. No, not much accountability, right? Who knows? It seems really hard to believe that somebody inside a Sony studio would do that, right? They know they can't do that. I mean, so
it could be somebody who doesn't even work there anymore.
It's got to be like some outsourced thing.
You would just think like as it was chosen to put in there, like somebody would maybe question like, hey, where'd we get this from?
right. This is, hey, I don't remember this concept art. Yeah, it seems like it was something like that. I agree. It's not a big deal. It's just, I mean, nothing to be outraged about. Unless you're the guy who's running the company, then you should be
Or the artist.
Or the artist, not, of course.
Didn't get paid for that.
Nope. And it was one thing if it was sort of an homage to the game or like a hat tip and they left the guy in, you know.
Yeah, if it was sort of like a, like sometimes you'll see a movie and it'll be like a kid's room and there's posters in the kid's room of something.
Right.
You know, if it was that type of a situation, it's that's not, but, right. but it clearly wasn't. So.
But they fixed it now. Right.
They
updated the trailer.
What did they put in its place? Just a penis?
Two guy with two middle fingers up. Just
nice.
Flipping the bird, yeah.
Right. Just says Assassin's Creed sucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What else we got here? Oh, while we were gone, the HTC Vive VR set announced a pre-sale date and price.
Vive,
I think it's pronounced.
No, it's Vive.
Oh. Is it really Vive?
It's Vive. I'm 100% confident that it's Vive.
I think it's Vive is how you say it. So it's going to be $800, which is that is a lot of hundreds of dollars right there.
Eight of the hundreds of dollars.
To be exact. Actually, I think it's $799. So. And it's coming out. When is this one coming out? Sooner or later?
Doesn't matter.
I know. That's the problem. I thought I was going to buy one of these when they came out right away. And now I'm like, I could use that $800 in a lot better ways. I'm pretty sure.
You can get your pipe fixed for your washing machine.
I could get like, yeah, a quarter of a sewer pipe fixed. Mm-hmm. I don't, yeah, it just seems like, I feel like I'd be a sucker for laying down that kind of scratch at this point.
You would be. Anyone who buys VR at launch is a sucker. There's no getting
around. Or it's their
that.
Job to cover it.
Unless, yes, unless you're getting paid more than you're paying for it, you're right. A sucker. Yes.
Because I was thinking about that thing. I was looking at the website, the Vive website, and it's like showing like you're supposed to have a room for this because it's got all these sensors and the hand controls. And I don't think I'm ready to invest not just the money, but just all the effort. It's a lot of effort to go through for something that's probably not going to have a lot of actual content out for it.
This VR is going to be bigger than DVD, so I don't know.
It just seems like this. Wouldn't. It's such a. This is a lifestyle change to invest in this VR. Like, it's especially if you're like in a family setting.
Yeah. VR only makes sense if you live alone, but if you live alone, what do you need VR for?
Right. You could just
you're already by yourself in the dark. What do you need a helmet? Right. Just put on a batting helmet. Oh, look, my life is VR.
Ski goggles.
Yeah, exactly. Then have a couple of drinks and cry. Because really, that's what all you got left.
You could buy a lot of drinks for $800.
Exactly. And you'll be happier.
So what does this mean for the PlayStation VR? Where price-wise is that thing coming in now?
$400.
No, what was the other one? What was Oculus?
$600, right?
$600, yeah. So $399. I think they come in at five. Look, they come in at five. They still have... They're still the winner on price. I mean, winner on price. Yeah. I mean, it's not like it's going to make, they're going to sell that many more at $400. It's still ridiculously expensive. It's still a game peripheral, a ridiculously expensive game peripheral.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at $400 or $500, I don't think you're selling that many more units.
It's a $500 Kinect.
It's without an incredible marketing campaign behind it. You know, Kinect, just remember what happened behind Kinect. I mean, there was an incredible push behind it, an incredible amount of money spent to get that in front of your eyes pretty much everywhere. Sony's not laying out that kind of scratch, you can be sure. So, yeah, it doesn't really matter if it's $400 or $500. They're going to probably sell about the same, which is not many. I tweeted this out the other day because I thought it was interesting. I wanted to look up to see how many Move units were sold. And I think it was, what was it I say, 15 million?
15 million is what you posted.
Right, and Sony considered that a failure. And, you know, you could tell there wasn't a lot of software that came out after launch, so I guess a lot of people thought that was a failure.
Well, it was no Wonder Book.
But doesn't that seem like a lot to you, 15 million for a peripheral? That seems like, if that's a failure, then what chance does VR have?
None.
At this point, look, when we talk about VR, we're talking about
We're talking about VR in 2016.
Right, which is ski goggles on a head. So as long as VR is ski goggles on a head and costs around $500,
it's
going to be tough sell.
And is useless for the family in the family room and can't be used with the equipment that you already have in your house.
Well, that's the advantage that the PlayStation 4
has. That is the clear advantage of the PlayStation 1.
Right. It's just hard to be optimistic. Like, if the Move at that low price point, the Move, and they sold a lot, if that couldn't inspire people to make software for it.
Now, when they say they sold the Move, like, what does that mean? Does that mean one camera and one stick?
I think it means the stick. I think they're counting sticks.
Well, people were buying like four sticks.
Right. Right.
So
I know, but still, even still, 15 million is a big number. You sell 15 million of anything, you're pretty psyched, generally speaking. So maybe they're selling those things I think they must have been making money on them, right? Those things were like $50. I don't know, maybe not. Who knows? I don't know. All I know is that they ain't selling 15 million PlayStation VRs anytime soon. So, yeah, good luck. Good luck. What else we got here? No, to answer this guy at JKL888, I'm not going to be making a VR room in my house, new house. And he says, you know, we know Shipwreck will have one in his manner. No, we don't.
I'm pretty off board VR at this point.
Yeah. I'm excited about what it could be, but now it's hard.
Yeah, it's neat, excited. But it's just, it doesn't make sense in my life.
Nope.
What else we got here? Star Wars Battlefront?
Yeah, there was a big update for it this week. Which,
talk to me. I still haven't bought it.
Well, here's the cool thing about Star Wars Battlefront, and this is why. Well, you have your 10 hours, or did you use them all up?
I used it up
because I played it with over. Yeah, you know, I was sitting on the couch Sunday. I was playing online, and Sabrina walks and sits down next to me because it's a game you could play with the kids around. And she goes, "Is this a game we could play together?" And I was like, yeah.
"Sort of," is the answer.
The answer is sort of. Yeah, there's like there's
we could
a co-op.
Play the shittiest mode in the game together.
There's a co-op mode, a horde mode. If you want to get, you know, use the terms, I guess. I don't know. But so we played that, and we played it like for a couple of hours on Sunday. After school on Monday, she wanted to play more. We played again, and then there was a big update.
Done.
No, there was a big update where they added a new level.
Right. They added Hoth, right?
Yeah, they added a second Hoth level to
Twilight,
the co-op.
Hoth and Twilight?
Yeah, and the Twilight, which is in the online. So it's two different maps for the two different modes. Mm.
I would be more interested if they had the split screen online.
Yeah, well, I don't know if they have split screen online. I know you would need two accounts
unless they added it.
You would need you would need two accounts anyway, wouldn't you?
No, you don't.
You don't?
I mean, I play hockey with NHL 16 with Ty.
Okay.
Co-op, and I just do the guest. If you do a guest, you can play online.
Oh, okay.
If you try to sign in, it makes your life.
Yeah, no. We always go on as guest. She doesn't have her own login.
Yeah.
So, but it always boots me offline when we try to do that. When we do that, so.
You know what's great about playing NHL 16 with an 8-year-old on your team?
No, what?
If you win, you know, you're playing online against other people. If you win, it's awesome because you just, you know, beat somebody's ass with an 8-year-old as your winger. And if you lose, no big deal because you just play with an 8-year-old. You can just blame it on him.
That's how I feel about Star Wars. It's like, you know, we'll make it through. Sure, we had to use about 4 lives and. You only killed 12 people and I killed 108, but you know.
Right. It's all good.
Yeah. We had
quality
fun.
Time.
It's a lot of me yelling, no, I'm over here. No, turn around. No, I'm over here. I need you to stand by the pod. Just stand.
Forget it. I'll do it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep. That was it. And of course, every day since she's been home from school, she wants to play more. So, which is fun. Who doesn't want to be able to play a shooter with their daughter?
It's starting to be too, for Ty, it was starting to be like too much of a problem because he really wanted to play too much. So now I have to make sure he finishes all of his homework.
Well, yeah, that was the thing. She has like, she's in like this weird reading class where she had 4 pages of homework to do, which is insane for someone in second grade. But yeah, I'm like, well, did you do all that homework? And she got all upset and she had to go do her homework and then, but she did it. So she had to read The Littles. Remember that book?
Yeah. It's a good book.
That's what she had to read. But it's a cool update, and it's nice to see them continuing to support this game. I mean, they said they were going to do it.
Well, it's a $50 season pass with this game.
Well, this is without the season pass.
I know, but I'm assuming there's people working on it still.
But the free support, I mean, you know, they've added 2 free maps to this game so far, plus, you know, the extra horde mode thing. And they added some coming soons to it also. So.
Oh, it'll tickle your ass with a feather.
Yeah. So, but if it's more free content, again, there's nothing wrong with free content if it gets people to keep playing your game.
I want to buy it on PC, but I know I'll just get my ass kicked.
Yeah, no, I'm terrible. I should mention that. I played right before this because my son wanted to watch me play it because he has a Snowtrooper action figure now. So I have to play Hoth and he just dances around with him.
You have it on Xbox or?
No, I have it on PlayStation 4.
PlayStation, okay.
So does Shipwreck.
Sorry. Oh, maybe I got one of these days.
Yeah, it was on sale. I think it might still be on sale again.
I want it like for $40 with the season pass.
Yeah, it's not going to be on that.
I know. I want a lot of things.
Yeah.
I want shit to stop coming out of places where it shouldn't be coming out of, and I want my games cheaper.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a lot on sale right now. Speaking of games that are on sale right now, one of them that I was considering picking up because I don't have it yet is Borderlands on the Xbox One. Shipwreck, should I buy that for $24?
Did you play 2? You played 2, right?
I played 2. I never finished it.
Okay. But did you play it on Xbox?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so your save would transfer over.
Theoretically, yes.
Yeah, yeah. You just put it in the cloud or whatever, and it comes right over. We're on the last, like we're right up to the last boss on the pre-sequel. And it's starting to get a little long in the tooth in the pre-sequel. It's not okay. as good as Borderlands 2. Now this is like we do like every side mission. So some of that just might be that we're idiots for playing the game that way. But I didn't have a problem with that in Borderlands 2 because the environments were more varied in that game than they are in the pre-sequel. You pretty much have your moon level and your space station level in this. And
okay.
There's variations on it, but that's pretty much all you have. And we like, I don't know, the level design isn't quite as good because since you have this, you can jump higher because of the gravity. So they have a lot of verticality to the levels. And so it's a lot of like, you can see that your objective is on it's either above or below you on the map. It at least tells you that. But then you have to figure out okay, how exactly do I climb up to get there? Where are the stairs at? Where's this door that I have to go through? And invariably it's always down a hallway and through another room. And it just feels like, no, I just want this to be over with.
Uh-oh.
just like the missions part. They felt like they didn't have enough content. It seems like, so they designed the levels to where you had to just constantly weave your way back and forth through them. So I don't know.
It doesn't sound that great.
It's yeah.
So what you're saying is I should get Metal Gear Solid while that's on sale for $28.
Probably. I mean, I haven't played that game, so
yeah.
But I mean, the pre-sequel, it's still good. It's just not as good as Borderlands 2. But that's hard to do. Borderlands 2 was great.
All right.
Or should I buy Evolve?
How much is that?
So here's the thing with Evolve. I have to bring it up because it drives me bananas.
Wombat is fascinated with Evolve.
I'm fascinated with Evolve, and I'm fascinated with this. I don't know who made these decisions. So this week, the digital version of the Ultimate Edition, the Super Ultimate Edition, whatever it is, the version of the game that comes with just everything in one package, came out this week digitally. It's been out in stores for a couple of months, but it's digitally available now, and it's $60. They're also having a 2K sale on the Xbox One also, where you could buy the premium version of Evolve, which comes with the game and the season pass of season one for, I think it's $13. And you could buy $16. And you could buy season two for $10. So you could spend $25 for what is essentially everything in that $60 version that came out this week.
Too much.
The only thing that it doesn't come with is the behemoth monster, which is another $10. So for $35 digital, you can get everything that they're selling on the Xbox digital for $60.
Why wasn't this a free-to-play game?
I don't know. I don't even know. I just don't know how that happens. How do you sell the same thing on your console digitally at the same time? One thing for $35 and another thing for $60. The week that the $60 version comes out.
They want to make sure that you're paying attention.
I guess so. I just feel bad for anyone who spent $60 on that this week.
Yeah. Wombat's paying attention, yet he has no intention of actually playing the game.
I played it when it was...
He has one achievement in that game.
Yeah, I played the free weekend. That game is boring.
Hooked you. Really hooked you from the start.
Oh, that game is so boring.
Well, maybe it's better now.
I don't think so. Everything about that game fascinates me. Everything. We saw it at E3. I didn't really like it then, and yet it still won all those Game of Show awards that I still don't understand how that happened. And then it came out with all of those microtransactions and very little content for $60. And I don't know who bought it. Apparently no one. And then they did that season one pass.
Wombat, are you reading their Wikipedia page?
No, they sent, I'm on their PR list. So I was getting tons of emails about it for months. And I was, and every time I would get the email, I'm just like, at least they're trying, but still, they're not. Oh, that game is a disaster. It's everything wrong. It's just everything
wrong. It's like
wrong
the opposite of
game.
Dying Light. Like,
yeah, it's
that
it's
just kept
on
supporting the game, but like doing it in a correct way.
Yeah, or even Star Wars. You know, a lot of people complained about Star Wars being too expensive and not having enough content upon release. And, you know, yes, it has an expensive season pass, but there wasn't anything else to buy when that game came out other than what was in the game. And they've released free content to kind of, if anything, free downloadable content in a way to kind of quell those masses of people that said there just wasn't enough meat there, me being one of those people. I think that's that if you're going to do it, if you're going to have like an online only game like that, you know, unlike Dying Light, which has a robust single player campaign, you have to kind of keep that content. There needs to be that sort of, you know, that free content carrot is a really nice thing. Even with Halo, they announced a whole bunch of free content for Halo 5 today.
Yep, I saw that. I was looking at that earlier, actually.
And it's a really smart move, because if it gets people back into the game, there's a chance they may buy content for that game.
And that they won't sell the game to GameStop.
Exactly. If Star Wars keeps updating it, and it's a game that my daughter keeps wanting to play with me, the minute there's a sale on that season pass, I'll probably buy it. Which, otherwise, I just wouldn't buy it at all. So they would at least get, I don't know, $20, $30 out of me. They may not get $50, but $30 is better than $0.
So you're in for the season pass for $30.
But I would say potentially $30 for the season pass.
Wait, what game are we talking about now?
Star Wars.
It's $50.
Right. He's saying he's waiting for a sale. And so $30 is his go-to.
We don't even know what's in the season pass, do we? Isn't that one of those games where they're just
$30
like,
oh, is Wombat's all-in price.
But we don't even know what you get, right?
No, I'm just saying, theoretically, if it's a game that my daughter continues to want to play with me,
right?
I would, because there aren't that many games we could play together, that's definitely worth $30 to me.
I think I got to give props again to Halo 5 for the way they did DLC this time. Yeah. I know a lot of people dumped on them for the whole the virtual cards stuff. But it was nothing to worry about, and they keep putting out a lot of good shit.
Yeah, exactly. No, there are right ways to do it. It's just interesting to see the wrong ways. I mean, you know, we could talk about Titanfall. Also, was, you know, it had the worst thing that Titanfall did was kind of be the first of this wave of games like it.
They were trying to figure out how to make money with DLC and microtransactions and map packs and everything, just like,
and it just didn't work.
Gotta pick one.
Yeah. And I think you know, I think the new Rainbow Six is falling into this trap.
Yeah,
because I don't really see people talking about it, you know. Somehow, you know, like Destiny was able to pull it off.
A lot of marketing,
but they also didn't introduce microtransactions for over a year after the game was released, and after they had released,
also didn't really tell people what the game was before it came
that's
out.
True too.
Even after it came out.
I got a note here from my wife letting me know that there are power outages on the block north and south of us.
Oh, okay.
So, just to be careful.
Now, we should wrap it up soon.
Yeah.
Maybe. Because
here it is. You may want to wrap it up. Power outages all around us.
Oh, okay.
that's my handwritten note. Buckwheat has been shot.
Right. All right, so what does that mean? Does that mean we're done now?
No, I'm just saying. Just
okay. Yeah, awesome. One of my friend called me to get buying advice. He wanted to buy his son. He thought he was going to buy his six. His son is turning six, and he thought he was going to buy his son a Wii U.
Okay.
My friend doesn't play. Isn't really a gamer anymore. He's not going to play it at all. So it's really just for the kid.
Okay.
And I told him, I was like, well, I mean, you could do that, but it's pretty much a lame duck console at this point. They're coming out with the new one. The NX is supposed to be this year, right? But
I think,
does anyone?
Yeah, I don't
probably
know.
Probably not, though.
Yeah.
Probably not realistically.
Holiday, maybe? Maybe.
Realistically, it's probably not going to happen, right?
The Wii U is a good console for, like,
I wouldn't buy a video game console for a six-year-old. Actually, that's not true. I would go with maybe that the 3DS, But not the 3D one, the one that's all on one screen.
That's on its way out too, though.
Yeah. But there's so many good games, though, for this stuff.
I was going to say, it doesn't matter. You're talking about a six-year-old and a library of games on the 3DS that's so deep, there's plenty.
Right.
Yeah, well, the problem with the Wii U and that's right like now $80. Is for kids, at least, is the price. Like, it's still pretty expensive for...
I thought that the One Piece one was pretty cheap.
No, I'm talking about
the Wii U.
Oh, yeah, the Wii U is too expensive. Yeah.
Well, I thought it was interesting. Bucks. So I was telling my friend about the rumored NX and what that was supposed to do with, you know, the handheld that talks to mm-hmm. the home console. And my friend was like, wait a minute. He's like, I can't take that tablet thing on the Wii U. That's not its own unit. I can't like bring that out and play with it. And I had to say no. That wouldn't make sense.
You have to say no. You told them the truth.
I said, yeah, I mean, that would make sense and they should have done it that way. But no, that seems to be what they're doing this next time around. So he was like, oh, forget it. He's like, I just assumed it was like an iPad that I could use at home also. So yeah, I don't know. To be honest, I don't think like a 6-year-old kid needs a video game console. Nope. It's overkill.
Please, we downloaded an app for my son that he played at in a store called Hopa City.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of that one?
No.
It's like 4-year-old crack. We had to stop him from playing it. Like, he played it for 2 days.
Right.
And it was all he wanted to do. And he wouldn't go to bed. He just screamed that he wanted to build his city. And I'm like, nope, this is not happening anymore.
Yeah. That's why. So
I bought him a Stormtrooper action figure, and he built a fort out of blocks. And I'm like, this is a little bit better.
Oh, and then my friend told me he wanted the Wii U so he could play Lego Dimensions. And I was like, dude, do you even know what that is? So I had to explain to him how it sucks the money out of your pocket. And he was like, oh, this is not sounding good. All right, let's do some CAG bag here, and then hope we make it before Wombat's power.
We haven't done CAG bag in a long time.
I know. This one's from at Rick F with a cheap ass tip. He says, make sure you check your local library for free video game rentals. May not be available everywhere, but just check. And his library has PS4, Xbox One, and 3DS. And sometimes you can even just browse online and reserve it in store. Yeah, I noticed this. I went to my local library and I saw some people checking out. They had Xbox 360 games. I don't know what else they have, but yeah, that's a...
How is your library? Is it nice?
It's awesome, dude.
I was going to say, I bet you have a very nice library.
Apparently, they spent buku bucks on it.
It does not surprise me.
And I could walk there.
Long Island towns are like really like hard on about their libraries.
Yeah, Merrick Library. They built a new one, I think, while I was in college. Yeah. Really looked really nice.
It's a weird like thing.
Well, that's great. I mean,
yeah, I don't know. Yeah, awesome. You don't see me complaining. I mean, our library is very nice. We can walk to it from the house. Yep. We have a very good library.
Yeah, us too. Library power, Wombat.
Yeah. The library in the town I grew up in, the Peninsula Public Library, was always kind of shitty. That's why it's like, so, right. You know, what can you do?
Shout out to the library.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping it real. What else we got here? I just like this one. At Thrower Guy asks, do you have any hope for Battleborn? Wombat, what's Battleborn?
Is that the one from the makers of Borderlands?
I don't know.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Okay. I get confused by that one, and there's also the one that's made by the Diablo people, right?
Right, that's Overwatch.
Is that Overwatch? Okay.
Uh-huh. Because I just tried to see. I saw they had a beta for it, and I wanted to see if I was in the beta. I was not in the beta.
Okay.
In case you're wondering.
Is there another one that has either Born or Battle in the title, though, as well?
Yeah, I think there's another Battle Storm. Maybe?
Bloodborne?
Wasn't there one by Bethesda?
Jason Bourne?
What was the Bethesda one?
Oh, yeah, there is the Bethesda one. I forgot about that one.
That's Bloodborne. Blood Battle Balls? I don't know.
Battle Balls?
Battle Balls. Someone's going to make that game, Wombat.
I think they already did.
Battle Cry.
Battle Cry.
There you go.
That one I have no hope for.
By the way, I called Blizzard the, that company that makes Diablo, and neither one of you said, you mean Blizzard? The huge company Blizzard?
Black Division.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I think that's it. There may be a chance I can watch Flash tonight before Mrs. Cheapy has to go to bed.
Excellent.
So I'm keeping the dream alive. I want to remind you to follow us on Twitter. I want to remind you to watch Flash. I want to remind you to follow us on Twitter at GBD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck, at Video Game Deals, and Wombat's other podcast, Uninformed Opinions. Did you do one this week?
We did.
What's it about?
Disease.
Sounds awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds uplifting. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Bread's done. Nobody beats G.I.
Joe. G.I. Joe X-Wing. It changes from a jet to an attack copter.
X-Wing, X-Wing, Cobra's gonna feel your sting.
Joining the attack is the G.I. Joe Mean Dog.
Nobody beats G.I. Joe. The G.I. Joe Mean Dog. Mean Dog's got a bad bite. Looking for Cobra and itching to fight. But nobody beats G.I. Joe. A real American hero.
X-Wing comes with pilot, Mean Dog with driver.
Ciao, ciao.